Hello, happy Saturday.
Welcome back to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love. Ta-da!
There's my intro.
Because I don't have a produced fancy schmancy intro. Because I just like going right to it. So, but before I do, I of course want to thank you for showing up halfway and energy exchanging on this beautiful day or whenever you are listening. And I keep going with this thing. You know, there's no expectations and I like it that way. Because when Amber gets expectations, shit crashes and burns. You're like, there's Amber's dreams lighting on fire in the background. As she puff puff puffs away on God's plant. No, I'm just kidding. But, because cigarettes are nasty. But yeah, I don't know. I find myself in a wild, energetic, okay, we'll say energetic time in my life. You know, like it feels good when you live life for you. 100% accountability for your choices. You know what I mean? But it's easy when you can blame it on someone. You're like, it's this person's fault and this. But when you are 100% true to yourself and you hold yourself accountable for shit that you do and you're not blaming it on other people, you're like, well, fuck. Oh, ow. That hurts. Not me. I couldn't possibly have done that or said that. No. It's not my fault. But it's like a whole new type of like energy, you know, it's that queen energy. That's what I personally look at women who are queens, who are out in the world handling their own shit, however that looks, you know, because everybody's different. Everybody has different things going on. But being a queen at life is something spectacular. You know, because you know what you've gone through. You know what you're holding yourself accountable to. And the shit that you want, you know, or that you don't want. And how you are along the way. If that makes sense. So, back to this podcast that I keep coming back to. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with this. But I wouldn't want someone also trying to tell me what to do with it. And then, you know, in one breath, someone could be like, God, you just have a problem with authority. On some level, yes, I do. if we're talking about accountability, then why don't we just say it? Yes, I fucking do. Because I have worked for people that have just left a foul taste in my mouth when it comes to leadership and how you run businesses or organizations or how you treat people. So yeah, I do. I'm usually judging people like, wonder how they treat their customers and their employees. And you know, because it's like I've had such a plethora of opportunities, thankfully, that have all taught me something along the way, or I've grown somewhere in an area of skill set in the professional world. But yeah, it's just disappointing when you keep finding yourself, you know, in that position. But I was telling somebody recently that the last time that I felt that love for what you do was radio. Even though I walked away, you know, like I didn't let no one push me out. People tried to start taking things away from me. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quit this bitch. And I left on a high in my perspective. You know, I had a morning show. I was hosting events. I had been interviewing celebrities and, you know, all that cool shit. But I was also looking for depth. Amber goes on a quest for depth. I just wanted more. You know, like I didn't know what that more was. I didn't know what any of that was. It was a feeling, you know, and then here comes the Well, you can't just live life off of a feeling, Amber. Got to have a plan of action. You know, like, yeah, you gotta have a plan. And you're like, yes, you do have to have a plan. But there's also a level of spirituality to it. It's a nice blend of logic and spirituality. Maybe it's the yin and the yang, you know? But if I didn't do the shit that I've done in my life based off of a feeling, I don't know, I would have never had the life that I've had so far. Because my intuition leads the way with my own free will choice. You know, like, I believe that. It ain't just like a whole detailed plan. Here you go, in writing. This is Amber's life. I mean, maybe. I don't know. But there's free will. There's human emotion. There's other people that you factor in. And, you know, life. But do you ever think, like, somebody said to me, well, considering how you are, you're probably looking at it or should look at it as, well, I guess that just wasn't meant to be. I said, yeah, that lot of shit that happens. I'm like, that shit just wasn't meant to be. Not to say that I haven't passed up on things that could have potentially been lucrative or really brought me joy or whatever it may be. Sure. But I was always going off of a feeling. With a plan, and sometimes just a feeling. You're like, no, nope, this is it. This is it, I'm telling you. It's it. So, yeah. Interesting time in my life. I wonder what's going on in your life, you know? Like, I know, just because I talk about me a lot, just because this podcast is based around my internalization of my life, I share it because I know I'm not alone now. Like, for so long, I thought this is only happening to me. But then, you know, when you be in those conversations and people love to drop the, well, you're not the only one. Or, you know, there are more people out there that go through that. And you're like, I fucking know. And then they're like, whoa. You're like, I'm just saying that I only know my perspective. Because I know I'm not alone. But you have to keep telling yourself that, like, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Everybody's going through their own, you know, mouse in a tailpipe. Type of moment. You're like, that mouse just crawled up in that tailpipe. You did not know the future of their life. So what tailpipe are you crawling up? You know, like, that mouse had a decision that day. You know, crawl up in a tailpipe and see what happens, or don't, and go a different route. But, like, we're always making choices. There's always curves in the road. Pivotal moments. And not so pivotal. It's not all big dramatic, I find. I used to think it was, like, all these thrilling theatrical moments. And you're like, no, sometimes it's, like, bird watching and being like, oh, that's it. You know, or meeting up with friends for coffee. Especially pre-COVID, you know, and you would just sit there and kick it for like a couple hours and you'd be like, yeah, this is a sweet spot. So I look for the sweet spots more than I do the, congratulations, you are the top 40 under 40. And you're like, yeah. I used to strive for that. I was like, come on, I want to be on one of those lists. Total ego driven. I was like, I just want to be on the list. Like, I want to be the fucking top of my class. In my verbiage of top of class, you know, you're like, I fucking made it. So yeah, I used to love winning awards, but I stopped striving after that. And I wanted to win the, like, I can do this shit award, or I don't know, just enjoying life. So many times we just rush through our days, rush, 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 rush. And obviously COVID changed that a lot. Which is why people started doing more internalizing work and mental health was being kicked up a notch to be talked about, because people were isolated in their homes, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? Like, for a lot of people, it was a whole way of life that was changing. For me, I'm used to spending my time by myself. I'm used to isolation because I hang out with me most of the time. And most of you are like, oh, that's so sad. It's so depressing. You're like, no, it's actually fucking not. You know, like, I have a good ass time by myself. Are there times where I'm like, wow, this is a full day of a lot of time? But I don't take that for granted. I fill it with good things, like taking care of my body, being out in nature, helping people. Like, I fill it in ways that I get to fill, you know. But then you think about people that are like, oh, if I could just have one more hour, even a half hour, and you're like, shit, can I lend some time? You can borrow some time. I don't know how that works, but I used to do that at jobs. When I knew I was leaving and I had this like shit ton of PTO time, I'd be like, can I just like give it out to people that I work with that I know could use it? And they're like, oh, sorry, we can't do that. I'm like, but it's my fucking time. You know, like, I fucking work for this PTO. Shouldn't I be able to say where I would like it to go? Either my vacation or, you know what I mean? Like, that was some bullshit, I always thought. And then someone would always come back with a, oh, but yeah. The but yeahs in life. You're like, no, but I fucking put in those hours. I answered, you know, on the call calls, you know, when I was out. Or, you know, you're doing the little extra that you didn't have to do, but you knew that you loved it. And it was also beneficial for the product, you know, or for whatever you were doing. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just rambling at this point, but I feel like when I get into these clouds of my enlightenment clouds, you know, I share it because it's what I do. I help people. Even somebody put it to me today, like, you know, like, you help out people even if you don't, you know, receive an award or something like that. I don't know how they worded it, but I got it. I was like, oh yeah, that is actually me. Or someone would be like, that's overgiving, you're doing too much. And you're like, yeah, but. And there I am, I'm like, yeah but I do really love helping people. And sometimes, you know, people will take advantage. But if you are happy doing it in that moment, then that's what matters. If it's coming from a place of authenticity, not a place of codependency or a need or a value or a just love me, you know, when it comes from an authentic place, then you know you really want to do that, you know, when you're not trying to manipulate a situation or any of that. Living authentically is truly living authentically. Even if it's lonely for a little while. Because it's not. Like, even though I spend a lot of time by myself, I do also make time for other people. Because it is important to connect. But I can't just be out here connecting with everybody. God, that's draining for me. I pick up on everybody's energy. I'm like, oh. And if it's like drama, I'm like, oh. Or just, yeah, I can't. But you find your tribe, your community along the way. That's how you know your friendships are authentic and rich and loyal, is the deeper you connect with yourself, the deeper you're going to connect with other people. If they match you, you know what I mean? On that depth, if that's what you're looking for. Or if that's the type of person you've become, you're like, I want you to know you. I know me. Then we really will vibe together, you know, because you're not trying to put on all these masks and layers of who you're, well, maybe you are, but then where do you relate to someone, you know? So you just build different relationships throughout your life. And there's, you know, Wayne Dyer, I listened to something he said one day about being friends with your ex. He's like, I am. He's like, no big deal. Like, I got my wife, I got my family. But like, every once in a while, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't know what their friendship was like, but he's like, yeah, why not? Why not be friends with your exes? And you're like, yeah, there's so much animosity and negative energy around that. I mean, you know, we're still dealing with male and female. Let's not, you know, completely leave that out of the equation. We are still dealing with opposite sexes. Or sometimes same sex, you know, I just don't have any experience in that department, but you know, you got your own dynamic going on in that too. So all these relationships, you know, are happening, and then there's the drama and the human mind and the insecurities and the wound work and the self-love healing that has to happen to heal yourself so you can show up in all areas of relationships at your best self. You know, that's why, like, when couples fight and you're like, whoo, that's every day, you know, or like multiple times a week, you're like, that's too much. Like, energetically, that is draining, you know, like, holy shit. But it's because there's wounds happening there. There's something that, you know, like, just it's worth a look into. And so I had to stop blaming my relationships and start taking accountability, you know? Like, why am I reactionary? What is poking at me so fucking bad right now that I want to rip this person's head off? Get to the root of the anger. And Deepak Chopra, bless him, in his book, The Book of Secrets, you know, like, it's heavy material. Like, I could not fully recite the book back to you, but I can give you moments that I'm like, oh yeah. Because it was a lot of internalizing in the moment and reading and understanding that you understand it. But then there's some areas that you're still growing and learning. You know, but he talks about getting to the root of something. And a trigger has been huge in my life, because relationships and situations have bumped up against me that have triggered that wound inside. And it's taken a lot of tools and a lot of time and a lot of years to understand that about myself, to take ownership and accountability. And so Deepak talks about, like, if you bring fear into a situation, or if you overthink something, or if a trigger happens, like, get to the root of it, like, feel it out to, like, the worst possible outcome, like, as far as you can go with it. And then typically that underlying issue will rise to the surface of, like, when this first happened that brought you where you currently are. And that was huge for me. Huge for me. And so I started, like, all of these uncomfortable feelings. I'd be like, okay, feel it, feel it, feel it. How bad is it going to be? Oh my God, it could go this bad. Ah! And then you're like, oh wait, this feels familiar. When did this first happen? Oh yeah, I forgot about that. And then you heal and you get tender with that rooted root of an issue. And then you heal it, but you never know when it will pop up again. You know, you're like, okay, I healed this and now this is popping up. You know, so it's a constant evolution. It's a constant growth forward to heal your past. Sometimes people don't want to ever connect with someone, you know, and they're fine. Or other people will be like, okay, some time has passed, like, let's connect, you know? And I know that the latter's usually me. Like, I need some time, to just heal, like, you know, just do the work. And so when you wake up and you realize who you've become, you're like, all right, I'm not doing so bad. You know, like, I can always be doing better. And I will always keep trying, even if I got to keep trying and trying and trying. Eventually, you will find the sweet spots in life. And maybe, you know, you're sitting down in a little bakery shop, having a piece of cake or pie. You know, I love sweets. And then so you're having a sweet spot moment while you're eating a little sweet thing. So you're like, this is bliss. Oh my God. Been there. True story. Had that, like, full circle moment, or that, like, I'm so appreciative of my life, so I'm just going to sit and enjoy a piece of cake in a cute little bakery shop in the middle of Detroit. And I think it might have been Valentine's Day. I think so. And oh, I was feeling good that day. I was fighting hard to make that city a home. I was like, all right, I'm hustling out here for my rent, but I'm gonna fucking do it. And, you know, so when you got to enjoy a piece of cake, knowing that you were working your ass off to make this vision that you had happen, you're like, I don't know how this is gonna end, but I'm really fucking proud right now. I'm living my best life. Oh, there were so many moments of that. Riding my bike around Detroit, I'm like, oh my god, I used to pray for this. I may be so broke right now, but I used to fucking pray for this. Oh, man, life. I have become in love with life and all of its fucked upness, you know, like it really is fucked up. It's a fucked up experience. And you just have to figure your way through it, you know? And that is a journey in itself. So I think I'm going to wrap that up because I feel like I've been talking for quite a bit. So thank you for energy exchanging and showing up today. And I hope that you're doing your own work, you know? And if not, that's okay. You know, I'm not out here trying to force advice on people. It just comes natural. You know, it's a part of me. It was one of my Clifton strengths. That communication is one of my strengths. Like, it was like number two. I'm like, well, no shit, because like I'm a communicator. Ask any guy I've ever been involved with. Ask any past employer, supervisor. They know. I communicate. I say what I need to say. So, yeah, thank you. And I hope you are appreciating where you're at while you're working towards who you want to become. Because that's important too. If you don't appreciate where you're at right now, it's going to be real difficult to appreciate, you know, when it does amp up and, you know, you get those bigger moments and those wonderful things that happen. So, until next time, as always, remember to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.